Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talk Stuff, the year where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes. Here we're looking at Beit Zobeah 19. Rava said, I met the disciples of the yeshiva when they were sitting and discussing the brisa. They said, the Tanakam and Rav Shimon disagree in a specific case whether the person's intention is evident from his actions. How is it so in a case that one is holding a utensil in his hand and he is running during the twilight period to immerse it? One master holds the reason he is running is that he surely knows the utensil requires nightfall. The other master holds it may be that he is running because of his work that must be done after the immersion, not because he realizes immersion must be completed during the day if he uses the night utensil and that night. The key point to focus in on for me, I met the disciples when they were sitting and discussing the brisa. How often do we sit and talk narishkeit nonsense with the people around us, wasting time, even coming to avak lashon hara, avak rechilas, the dust of rechilas and motzi shemra and lashon hara, or literally talking lashon hara, talking motzi shemra, talking rechilas, just bad-mouthing other people, which is not a good thing to do at all. How often are we sitting with other people and we don't make use of that time properly? We don't make sure that we could use that time properly. That's a great time to sit and discuss Torah. You're with a friend, you're with relatives, you're with friends and family. Sit, talk Torah, sit and talk halacha, sit and talk different things that could be involved. Don't waste time on talking narishkeit, but sit and actually talk, be involved in Torah, and be involved in good words and good things. Join us next time as we talk Beitza 20 here on the TTD.